Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. We got 5 hours of sports packed in for you here. And looking forward to chatting about it all with you. We got Cowboys. We got Rangers. We got Mavs. We got Stars to talk about all in this first 15 minutes alone. Jake Ferguson's joining us at 5:15. Mark Schlereth at 4:45. So we're excited. Thanks for making us part of your day. There's Broadus, the former Cowboys scout, the Super Bowl champion. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup over there. Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh, fixing to go 5 flawless. Wolchuk and Shea follower here. Carter Freeman somewhere coordinating your video, probably. You can watch us at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and on YouTube. How you guys doing?
Man, doing great. The rare Tuesday that feels like a Friday?
I know, dude.
Are you kidding me?
This is one of my favorite days of the year. We get our Thanksgiving sounds. We're going to do our top 10 Thanksgiving foods. We're getting ready. It's a short week. So yeah. You go right from like, okay, we recapped what happened with the Eagles. Now we're prepping, getting ready for the Chiefs. We got Peace-a-thon. It's Peace-a-thon Eve. Family's in town. It's football, food, family. I love this week. This week in general might be my favorite of the entire year.
The Cowboys have won two in a row.
Yeah,
this is one of the best Thanksgivings in memory, Brian.
About to run the damn table, Gavin.
Yeah, it'd be even better, though. You find a way to get after these Chiefs. You know? And there's possibilities there.
Screw those Chiefs!
There's possibilities there.
What are you previewing for us today in the corner? Are we jumping into this already?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Why not? Yeah, I'll jump into that thing. I was up at 5 this morning doing it, so might as well get after it.
And you're head first. And he's doing the 6 a.m. shift tomorrow with the masterpiece.
Yeah, I'm going right at it. Because I got two shows after that. So we're not stopping, man. We're not stopping to doing this stuff.
Well, the Chiefs are 3-point favorites, and that's where I want to start. I think that's just a gift from the gambling gods. You know, I can't guarantee anything. You want to call it a lock, go ahead and do what you do. But I could see the Cowboys winning this game outright. Maybe you want to play them on the money line. You know, get a little extra value in there for you if you believe in them that much. But I think +3 with as many close games as the Chiefs have played, with how they've been kicking away close games where they just haven't been clutch enough to go get the job done. I think what this is – the public overvaluing the Chiefs, so the sports book setting their numbers in favor of Kansas City, knowing a bunch of people are just going to bet on them anyway.
Well, both teams are desperate as heck. You know, that's something you got to kind of throw in there too. And
desperate team theory is a wash. You think?
I think it's a wash in this one. And to me, because you know Kansas City's fighting for their lives, and Dallas is doing the exact same. But you know, like when we get into it at 3:40 about with how this things kind of break down, you know, this is not really the same Kansas City team that we've seen in the past, and I think there's things that Andy Reid is doing to it to not help it probably be the best team it could be.
Oh, not Andy Reid's best coaching job this year.
I don't think so, and I love Andy. Andy is like a brother to me. It just seems like a very, very different way of they're doing things offensively. Hmm. And you watch them play, and I'm like, man, Andy, that's not what you do. But you know, the thing, he's still got some great players. But this offensive line, with Trey Smith not playing for them,
It's big.
That's a huge – because one of Dallas's strengths, as we've seen here the last couple of games, is their ability to play in the middle and play with power. And now when you're going to put Mike Caliendo in there at guard, and he's a guy that has – he's played in games. They've had a lot of injuries. They've had to kind of shuffle guys around. But he's one of these guys that gives up, for the number of plays he plays, he gives up a lot of pressures. And, yes, you know, and that's whereas Trey Smith, one of the best seventh round picks I've ever seen.
Well, he's just one of the best guards in football, period.
Crazy how good he was coming out of Tennessee.
And then they've kicked our guy Kingsley Suamataia inside.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah,
a big you. Body, but yeah. he's slow footed.
Yeah,
so I think that's, I mean, you look at
there,
this.
Yeah, there
a lot of ways to win.
There are a lot of ways to win this football game. And, you know, still, I'm going to pick Kansas City to win because I picked Philadelphia to win.
So, Appreciate your sacrifice, sir.
Keep that going.
Yeah, I might have to do the exact same thing.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like, though, that to me, when you got two teams, that this is going to be I think it's going to be a really, really, really good game.
Dogfight.
Yeah.
It's
going to be and they are, because I think there's things Dallas does offensively that will give Kansas City some problems.
Chiefs 0-2 on the road this month. Patrick Mahomes completing 59% of his passes in those two losses. The Chiefs rank. Okay, we were just talking yesterday in depth about how the Eagles can't get any more explosives, and now yeah. Saquon Barkley is getting an explosive once every 92 and a half carries. The Chiefs are one of the few teams actually worse than the Bird Turds in this department. Last in explosive run percentage, have just 8 carries of 12-plus yards.
Yeah, see, this is when I broke down this morning, and I like to always look at the 10-plus runs, 10-plus yard runs, you know?
It was all Mahomes.
It's all Mahomes. There's 35 of these runs,
yeah,
and probably 25 of them are Pat Mahomes running from pressure. Hmm. You know, that's where this... That's what this game, I think, is really going to kind of hinge a little bit for the Cowboys. Can you find a way? Now, Kansas City's got some speed. You know, they've got some speed on the outside that you're going to have to kind of. But the thing with Mahomes, you just got to be ready, because what's going to happen is he's going to hold the ball. You got to keep in coverage. You got to keep in phase. All those things, keep in phase and find a way to, like, make it sure that he doesn't have anywhere to throw this ball. But the danger of that is, he will take off running, and he will make a lot of big plays with his feet.
Chiefs, you think we're getting carried away? If you're optimistic about the Cowboys, you sound like you were going to pick the Chiefs there.
Well, I was just doing the same thing that Broadus did. I picked the Eagles to beat the Cowboys, so I'm wondering if I need to just keep that thing moving here. Because I do see a real path to victory, especially with Trey Smith being out and being able to own the line of scrimmage there. I think. And not only that, but also the special teams factor. Like, the Chiefs on special teams have been one of the worst teams in the league this year. So that could be a factor in a game that we all anticipate to be a super, super tight game. And the other thing, though, is don't we imagine Eberflus has to pivot from the zone coverage? It works beautifully versus the Eagles, but Mahomes' numbers versus zone compared to man, it's night and day. If you're going to play zone against him, he will pick you apart. At a nasty level.
Okay.
You play man against him, his numbers look quite a bit different.
What's the deal with Rashee Rice, too? He's a guy whose splits look really funny. Against zone coverage, he's unstoppable. And like you said, against man, he can't get out of his own way.
Yeah, I don't really know. I think a lot of it does have to do with just the fact that they don't have real great receivers, great weapons that can consistently beat man coverage. And Rashee Rice would be the one guy that maybe you would think could do that, but they can send a lot of attention his way.
Yeah.
And so they just don't have the weapons to consistently beat it. I don't think it's Mahomes can't throw versus man coverage, but they don't have the weapons to create the separation. And you could just throw all your resources defensively at Rashee Rice because he's the only guy that really scares you. So that's the thing for me is, like, do the Cowboys have the capability to just go play man coverage in this game? Because I think you can dominate the line of scrimmage, but the back end there, Mahomes will just pick you apart.
Yeah,
I think it's not even just man, because the Cowboys will play some man, but they'll still give that cushion. Yeah. You need to play tight.
Well,
on the 3rd and 2, that the sack play, when you go back and watch how they play press, finally they're not 7 yards deep on a 3rd and 2.
And that's huge to me.
Bland, like, jamming at the line of scrimmage, Revell on the other side jamming on the line of scrimmage.
And I think Bland's at his best doing that.
I totally agree.
Two smaller receivers in Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy. Yeah. And that was one of my questions with Worthy when he was coming out of Texas. Could you get off of press man? You know, is he, because he's a speed demon, and if he does get a free release, he's going to cook you. But if you're able to kind of get your hands on him and play him physical, the one guy that I think has had success is Tyquan Thornton. He's come up with some big plays down the field for Kansas City. That might be a name to look. And then Juju Smith-Schuster randomly will just come up with a big third down catch for you, and they'll line him up kind of in the slot. But I would play real physical with these guys. I think you can dominate them inside, much like the Eagles did in the Super Bowl with Milton Williams. I think Quinnen Williams could have that type of game. But I want to bully these wide receivers, much like New England used to do when they would go up against the Indianapolis Colts.
I like the sound of that. You know, I think there's multiple ways to win this game. You come up with a good defensive game plan, and that man versus zone was such a big part of the narrative for September and a little bit October around the Cowboys. Hopefully they're more prepared, and Shoddy was head coach whispering to Eberflus about looking at the analytics and saying, hey, man, might not be our favorite thing, but we're going to have to do our best job this week. But you could also just outscore them. Like, this defense isn't the same either. And in some of the stuff, like, Chris Jones looks like he might be well on his way to being washed up. Okay, among the takeaways from the Rangers media session around the trade of Simeon for Nimmo, it came out, CY assured Nimmo, we are not rebuilding, we are just reloading. And that was one of the reasons that he agreed to the trade on his side, even though he had a no-trade clause. That makes me feel better. Like, if you're out there convincing outsiders that, hey, we're going to put this thing together. But I also feel like CY's been selling guys for a couple of years now. You know, sold Evaldi on that same deal to come back. Yeah. And when he initially put together the World Series team, I think it was his vision and his ability to sell people on that that got everybody together in the way that it did. So I hope that, you know, he can follow actions with words. But if you're, or words with actions, but if you're Nimmo and his agent, you probably want more details of the plan. So I'm, I don't know, 10 to 15% more optimistic. CY also, you know, talked about them opening up the additional $5 million and what they could do. He said, well, we put together a 10-man bullpen last year with about $10 million. So maybe this is a half dozen players as well. I just love his ability to convince guys that they are going to be successful. And whether it's in 2026 or at some point down the line when the resources get a little bit better, you know, I think this is eventually going to turn around because in CY I trust. Let me ask you this, though, guys, because I know we've had a lot of fun the last couple of springs tracking Sebastian Wolcott. See where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Do you put him out there? Do you say, hey, we need a player in his prime that can produce offensively? We'll give you one of the top 10 prospects in the game.
You're saying to trade him or just to have him start?
Yeah. We got to trade him.
You could trade him.
Oh, starting him at second?
Yeah. I mean, I think that he's a guy that if coming into the spring, like if he's dominating, I'm not against. You're seeing this more and more now. If you got a player with upside,
just putting him out there,
teams are starting to just play these guys. And I know the Rangers have been super patient. I wouldn't be against it. It's not like I have any insight that they're considering this, but I would not be against considering playing Sebastian Wolcott and having him on the opening day roster.
Okay, so what would you rather do at 877-881-1053? Rangers fans, we're talking to you here in the nation on your home of the Rangers. Trade him or play him? I didn't think he produced well enough in the minor leagues last year to suggest that he was ready for a step up. I think this is another year in the minors, and hopefully that he pushes his OPS into the 800 or 900s and you'd feel good about it. You know, and who knows? Sometimes a winner, especially at 19 years old, you can come back a totally different guy. It's just a matter of when. But I think if you do put him out there and he really, really struggles, that's not going to help his trade value. I'd want to know what you could get for Sebastian Wolcott right now.
Yeah, moving him, gosh, you better get yourself a haul because you will have nothing of value. Like, your farm system's already pretty depleted. I think they're at best middle of the pack, and they're probably in like the 20s on most sites you're going to look at in terms of farm systems. They're trying to kind of retool that thing. So you got to be able to get a pretty good haul if you're going to move Sebastian Wolcott. I don't think that they have a plan in doing so. I think that I think he's kind of a guy that they're not going to move. But he had some stretches last year where he was tearing the cover off the ball and he had some home run streaks. And then I think he got kind of banged up. He was playing spring ball and then they shut him down in Arizona. But I'm kind of open to seeing what this kid can do in the spring when we get out there to surprise. And
oh, he must have finished strong. OPS 741 last year, yeah, in AA for a skill.
He had a really good month. I know. I remember looking. It was like every day it seemed like Sebastian Wolcott was just hitting a home run. And defensively, it's amazing how he moves for his size. Like, he's a very unique athlete and super, super young. I'm kind of just, let's play the guy.
He might be a more natural long-term fit at third base if you're not going to go with Young. Yeah. Maybe third base, second base, as long as Corey Seager's here, shortstop's going to be occupied. Mass fall to the Heat, 106, 102, trending towards a 60 loss season. Derek Lively has a sore foot again.
Yeah.
He's going to miss the road trip and be reevaluated further, I guess, in a week or so. That sucks, though. If that's going to be a long-term foot injury that maybe he's got to go into the knife for or something like that, that just further reduces your win probabilities. I believe Mark Cuban's pushing for the tank, and the chance at one of those franchise changers is worth it, especially if you're not going to have control of your draft picks. Stars are at the Oilers tonight. No Rantanen, serving a suspension for pretty much going on a boarding rampage. Although, I don't know if his actions and his intent deserved a suspension. Was it the Islanders who were calling him dirty and thinking?
Oh, they were so pissed.
Weird stuff happened in front of him.
Yeah, I think he kind of got tripped up there on the first one. I was surprised to see the second straight game he had another issue. I mean, it's like an automatic one-game suspension when you have back-to-back major misconduct penalties like that.
Shouldn't have been a major.
5 minutes, but... Gosh, it's not a great look. I mean, to me, he's never had the reputation of being a dirty player, and I know that now there's other people in the National Hockey League that are kind of throwing that label out on him. But hopefully this is one where, you give him a night off. Edmonton certainly has been the star's kryptonite anyway. And, he comes back a little bit refreshed and refocused. But I'm with you. I didn't really see any intent to injure in either of those hits.
Yeah, if you're a dirty, nasty player and you're taking guys and running them into the wall like George Pickens back at Georgia, I totally get it. But if you're skating and trying to play physical hockey and getting ready for contact, and right before you arrive at the guy, he turns from sideways to show you his numbers like in a split second, or the guy behind you trips you and the guy in front of you bends over at the same time and you accidentally run him into the wall, it sucks. I think that dude's out 5 to 6 months.
No, it was such an awkward way that he went into the boards. And I mean, you hate to see that at any level. I mean, Patrick Wall, though, was just MFing Mikko Rantanen. I mean, he was going off. But again, it's the intent here. I mean, we've seen Mark Stone be that guy. I mean, he takes out Miro Heiskanen last year against the Stars. I don't view Mikko Rantanen as one of those players.
It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We got the champ on the other side, then Wolchuk's top 10 here at 220. Buddy, where are you taking us?
Man, it is our last show before Thanksgiving as we have Peace-a-thon all day tomorrow. 877-881-1053. What's on your Thanksgiving plate? The top 10 Thanksgiving foods of 2025. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
In the nation.
Welcome back, nation. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We got a lot of good coming up in today's show, including the Jake Ferguson show at 5:15. Okay, so we're less than 3 hours away from checking in with Jake here on the short week. Wanted to get it in here on a Tuesday for you. So let's get to Wolchuk's top 10 here in just a minute. But before that, the G-Bag of the Day champion brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. It's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Into the pimp.
La-di-da-di-da.
Here he is.
This is day one going for day two of this champion audio. Stick around 5:30. I got some John Blaze.
Go.
John Blaze. Damn near everybody I know on social media sent me one particular piece of audio you might want to hear at 5:30. But our champion right here, Trap House Sports, they made an Eagles diss track. Tell me, do you like it? Here it is.
I'm your biggest hater, ain't no other like me. I'm talking fly, Eagles fly, fly your ass back to your seats. Going up by 21, don't be none, cause y'all still came through and put the L in Kelly Green. Felt that. AJ Brown teeth look like toilet seats. He look like he capable of biting a chunk out of a knee. Belt dash. I got CTE, so please don't come for me. Cause I heard that the E and Eagles stood for EDP. Yeah, Sunday night. Yeah. I turned my hatred on.
Yeah.
The game was in their hands, dang, but they ain't stay that long.
What?
So why they grab his ass? Dang. Bro, that's the play they call.
Hurt.
Yeah. That's why his face that long.
Why?
I'm saying f- the E goes. I'm saying f- the E. Goes, I'm saying
bleep.
The E goes, I'm saying
bleep.
Yeah.
The E goes. C-T-E.
Shoot, yeah. It's going to take some John Blaze to knock off Trap House Sports coming up at 5:30 here. The champ faces challengers in the 5 o'clock hour of the G-Back Nation. Here he is, Wolchuk, Zach with an H. You're Willie Bully.
I love it. I love it. Our last show prior to Thanksgiving, so always try to get into the top 10 Thanksgiving foods. This is circa 2025 edition as we've got a new list for the new year. We do have some Major League Baseball news. Got a trade today. As the Boston Red Sox being aggressive here, they acquire righty Sonny Gray from the St. Louis Cardinals. Boston getting Sonny Gray in cash. The Cardinals getting lefty Brandon Clark and righty Richard Fitz, who's just giving people fits. Gray previously was due $35 million in 2026. He's got a $5 million buyout on a $30 million club option for 27. Not known exactly, per Ken Rosenthal, exactly how much the Cardinals are sending the Red Sox, but we do know that there will be some cash involved in that. And then we did get great news. Shohei Ohtani has confirmed he will be going for the repeat. He will be playing for Japan in the World Baseball Classic.
Bring it on, Shohei.
Always want, that moment we got with Ohtani versus Trout, USA versus Japan, it was just baseball at its finest right there. So maybe we can get something again with Ohtani. This time, who knows? I mean, maybe it'll be like Wyatt Langford at the dish or, you know, I guess Aaron Judge. Maybe, we get the dumpster man himself, the big dumper, Cal Raleigh, out there for Team USA. But let's get to it. Our top 10 best Thanksgiving foods, 877-881-1053. Did you guys get the Kevin Hagelin text over the weekend?
Sure did.
He's putting together the bracket.
Yeah.
And they'll do this at some point tomorrow during Peace-a-thon. Well, they'll do their Thanksgiving seating, and they'll go through the bracket, and I don't know if Rolls will win again. I thought that was a bit of a shame.
That was my number one seed.
The Rolls are number one for you.
Yeah.
Is it a specific kind of roll or just like any type of dinner roll?
I mean, there's a lot of great roles. I think the current best role out there is your Texas Roadhouse role that they have made popular in the freezer section. Sometimes they're sold out because I think they went viral on TikTok. So I like those. But, I mean, lots of different kind of roles. Yeast rolls, you know, the old school ones that you get over with the bread that it kind of look like a chef's hat. I don't know what you call those, but there's just all kinds of good rolls. It's hard to mess them up.
Those Pillsbury crescent rolls.
The crescent rolls, are you kidding me?
Those things might be, I think, the flakiness of them. They've got the layers. Those are pretty darn delightful.
I think I'm going to have to get some of those tonight.
Yeah, those crescent rolls are pretty darn good. Shout out to Tolo D. She has just updated that Rashee Rice, not practicing, dealing with a hammy issue. Now, maybe on a short week, this is just... We're going to rest you. I'm sure he's going to play. I'm expecting him to play.
I expect him to play, too.
But that would be their number one wide receiver, and they're definitely not quite the same team. I mean, they haven't been a good offense, but without him, they're definitely not nearly as good.
It would be appropriate coming back to Dallas if they arrest him again.
Oof, just rest him. Just rest him. All right, Lucius.
Yo!
Your top Thanksgiving food. So what do you got to have on your plate?
I want the turkey leg. Give me the turkey's leg, please. There's two of them, so we can negotiate.
Okay.
I want the turkey's leg.
Perfect world, you get both of them, though?
Perfect world, yeah, I would. I got a son, so I'll let him have the other one, you know what I mean?
There you go. Usually it would be you and the son. When you were growing up, did you have to fight, like, siblings for this?
Nah, it was given to me. Pops made sure I got that damn thing.
There we go.
Didn't want to disappoint.
Nah.
Lucius.
Next to some deviled eggs, too. I got to have them joints. Geez. I know nobody's going to say those, so I might as well say them now.
Okay. I've come around over the years on the deviled egg.
You're no longer picking out the middle and just eating the yolk?
Or just the egg white? No, I'm actually going for the whole thing now. I don't know. My palate has changed in a way that allows for me to just eat the whole thing.
You're maturing. Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm serious. They're pretty good, man. They're pretty good. The mayonnaise ones?
Yeah. Or the mustard ones?
Well, yeah. I think probably a little bit more mustard. I lean mustard.
Yeah, he's a mustard guy.
Yeah, I am. But in terms of what I got to have, the mashed potatoes, the turkey, and the sweet potato casserole. Those are the three must-haves.
Yeah. Are you making...
Sweet potato casserole is amazing.
Yeah, the
sweet potato casserole. Does it have the nuts in it?
Yeah, the pecans, right?
Gotta have that.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you feel about the toasted marshmallow on top of the sweet potatoes?
It's incredible.
It's great.
It's beautiful. It's like one of those things where it's like, is it a side or is it a dessert? I make it both. Yes. I double dip.
I think it's a must for me. I had somebody on the Twitter reach out and say, if you're putting the marshmallows on the sweet potatoes, you're doing it wrong. I could not disagree more. That's a staple on Thanksgiving. I think you've got to have, you know, however you like to do your sweet potatoes, but you've got to put the little marshmallow.
Yeah, and you get that sort of that golden crisp
crunch
on the marshmallows.
That's the way.
I'll tell you what, though, if you ought to substitute brown sugar and go with some syrup and brown sugar.
Yes, brown sugar with the sweet potato is a must.
Yeah, lots of brown sugar and butter. It is a dessert.
Yeah.
You know, I've never done the casserole because I got a mental block. Anytime the word casserole is attached to something, I immediately start gagging.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was from the green bean casserole my mom would try to feed us.
Right.
Oh,
every
man.
Couple of months.
So good.
Easily mess up green bean. I've had some disgust, like watery, gross.
Yeah, I can't have that.
Honestly, I've started
but
to just
gotta, you gotta
skip it.
Instead of using like the Campbell's cream of mushroom soup, you like actually do the mushrooms and onions yourself. You saute them.
Okay.
And then make it part of it.
Yeah, I bet that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Fried onion strings.
You take shallots, which are a little sweeter than onions, and you make them, and then you deep fry the shallots.
Okay, that's the way right there.
That's your crunch.
You're getting into it here.
Like, whoever's making that at Thanksgiving, like, just know that you can really never have too much of the fried onions or the fried shallots. Yeah, like, just throw more in there. As soon as you think there's enough, you probably need some more.
I have started to just skip it. I don't trust it.
You don't trust it?
I'll let somebody else try it, and if they say it's good, maybe I'll dabble, but I think there's just better items, and I have had so many that have just been bad.
Do you ever feel like, though, you need to take at least a small scoop because somebody made it?
I never really feel that pressure.
I don't care
pressure.
Anymore.
I don't.
Not anymore, no.
Because you can push it over.
I mean, if you get somebody that's super hovery, like they're hovering over their item to make sure that people are working it, then you might do one of those sort of sympathy scoops.
Yeah.
But usually I'm just like, man, this is just first plate. Hey, this is just first plate. You know what I'm saying? I got like all day here.
I'll be crazy. Oh,
yeah. Like, come on, give me back. I got three or four more plates in me.
I'll circle back. Don't worry. It'll be
saving
okay.
the best for last.
Especially if you know who made it. If this person has a reputation of being a good cook, then all right. If they don't, I'm sure as hell not touching.
Like, yeah, your track record matters on Thanksgiving.
It's like knowing which coaches can evaluate the draft. Yeah, you're not going to listen to that coach.
I mean, have you ever tried the macaroni and cheese again, Eric, or have you just punted on this entirely?
Totally punted. I've just been the ice guy for the last half decade.
Which, you know, there's a role, and that's a respectful role, because you need that. Ice is always a must. Is your wife bringing anything?
I don't even know, because I'm doing the game on Thursday, so I've just ignored the big family group text of like what everybody's bringing, so I don't even know, like, they can just have at it. I'm not even worried about it.
Well, last year, my wife made me a plate for after the game.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. She dropped the ball, didn't she?
Oh, gosh.
It was everything she likes.
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing, honey? I'm going to have to teach her this year. This is what we do.
Yeah, this is what a real Woolly Bully Thanksgiving plate looks like.
This is how we can count the plate.
As a matter of fact, we'll hear a very Woolly Bully Thanksgiving later on in the program.
Well, I'm very excited for that. That's one of my favorite staples of the year, Sounds of the Sports Day Thanksgiving edition. Green bean casserole with shallots, deviled eggs from Allen and Cape Coral from the 575. My green bean casserole is the best. The secret is the jar of Cheese Whiz from Walt and Waco.
Cheese Whiz in the green bean casserole, Walt?
Sounds like progress to me.
I'll take your word for it.
We'll take it.
Here's how you make that dish better. Squeeze some fake cheese out of a can onto it.
214, they're a sucker for the broccoli cheese casserole.
Yeah, broccoli rice.
That's good.
Yeah.
Sweet potato souffle from the 817.
Okay.
We've got a lot of the gravy, a lot of mashed potatoes.
Okay, this is something I absolutely have to have.
Gravy?
The gravy.
If the gravy is jacked up, you could jack up the whole meal.
Yeah.
If your gravy sucks,
it's going to set it off.
Do you go gravy at the end? Like, you get your whole plate, and then at the end you just lather with the gravy? Or are you only gravying certain items on your plate?
I am, like, getting it all together, and I'm putting the gravy items next to each other.
Okay.
So, like, then when I just gravy it all at the same time. That's what I said, if the gravy is bad, it can ruin a Thanksgiving meal for me.
Do you guys see there's actually Heinz has released a leftover gravy sauce that you can actually get out of the bottle now?
No.
This is for like next day, like day after Thanksgiving when everybody's doing the sandwiches. Yeah. The next day, the Black Friday sandwiches, which are a total staple.
Yeah,
they have. I guess it was inspired, and you know this isn't a show that I'm super familiar with, Walchuk, but it's inspired by Friends. And apparently leftover gravy sauce. I don't know. There's something about that, but they've turned it into a condiment now that you can actually squirt onto your Black Friday sandwich.
There's an episode where Ross has, it's a sandwich his sister makes, and somebody stole the sandwich out of I'm going to mess this up.
Yeah,
it's the moist bread.
Moist maker.
The moist maker.
Yeah, I see that quote here.
Yeah, it's true
because it can be a little dry.
Yeah.
The honorable mentions here on the list, the green bean casserole, anything cranberry related. And you know me, I am the cranberry from the jar.
Are you?
The canned cranberry.
Yeah, he wants to see the wrinkles.
It's not that hard to make your own.
I've had the homemade. I don't like it. It doesn't hit the same way.
I wonder how much people are punting on certain items this year, though, because of the whole Campbell's soup fiasco that's taken place.
I've seen stuff about this. I have not really
Bad time of year.
Is it just, are we having issues with quality control?
Apparently, yeah. I mean, according to one of their top people, I don't know if it was their CEO or somebody at the top of Campbell's was like just ranting about how awful the ingredients are, 3D lab meat and things like that ingredients. They've had to come out and do damage control like, no, our ingredients are incredible. But I wonder how much Campbell's is going to suffer for that. This is probably one of their top times of the year in terms of selling cans of fake garbage.
Cream of mushroom. Yeah, because I like the gelatin version of like the cranberry sauce. There's something about it to me. It's just comforting. I only have it once a year. But I don't care about the actual. I'm not a big cranberry juice person, so I think like the actual cranberries, you like mash them up. Like it's just,
let them cook down. They reduce themselves.
Cook it down, Tatiana.
Cook it down. Apple pie, Brussels sprouts, and candied yams. Your other honorable mentions. Number 10 is your bread rolls or cornbread, and I am a big fan of cornbread somehow making its way onto the Thanksgiving table.
It's stuffing, yeah.
I like the dressing.
Yeah, the dressing.
Stuff that comes in a box.
Yeah.
No, that's
like stovetop.
Yeah, that comes in a box.
Yeah,
I might eat it throughout the year, but on Thanksgiving I want real live dressing.
There you go.
And that
like,
to me
take
is the
day
one
old
seed.
Bread and cube it up.
Made
and
by
stuff.
Some Annie with a big fat shoulders and heavy elbows.
And that's going into the butt of the turkey, right?
Well, you can make it on the side.
Make it on the side.
Body cavity.
You got to make sure that stuffing part. He's talking about almost like the on the side.
Yeah. Okay.
I would like. There's like if you're putting stuff in the bird, man. To get the temperature right to get that stuff cooked.
It's a tough needle to thread.
It is a tough needle to thread.
The mac and cheese comes in at 9. Some people were texting, like, is mac and cheese a Thanksgiving food? I think absolutely it is.
I think if the Pilgrims had a jump at it, they would have gone with that one.
They would have said yes.
There's no doubt. They're not going to turn down the mac and cheese if it was there and
Nobody's
available.
Turning it down.
I'll tell you, there's more videos on how to make really good mac and cheese than any other cooking thing
I've
ever
watched.
You were
watching it yesterday. Yeah. Man, they're fun.
Yeah, I fumble farted with one of those videos about 6 years ago.
Yeah, that's okay, buddy.
Did my best.
We learn and we grow.
Hey, shout out to our buddy Riffy. Cinnamon butter rolls, turkey with maple syrup and bacon on it, and pumpkin pie with Cool Whip.
Yeah.
See, that's crushing it right there.
That's putting together a plate right
Everything's
there, Coach.
Bordering on dessert.
You're doing a good job there, Coach. You're doing a good job. 972, I think those are false rumors. All right, let's not be spreading that. I think those are false.
That's somebody from the Campbell's.
Listen, it's not a false rumor that one of the top folks inside of Campbell's went on a rant. Now, maybe he was ball-siding everybody.
No, it has
everybody.
Nothing to do with that one. I think that you're right about that. This is like a Cowboys rumor that we've been asked about. I don't think that one's true.
What is it about what happened to concussion kind of thing?
No. It's related to that guy. It's a different thing.
Oh.
Smoked turkey as well. Getting texted in.
Injected with butter, brined, smoked to perfection.
That sounds delightful.
Yeah, that's what we're there for.
Pecan pie at 8. Mashed potatoes and gravy at 7. The turkey is at 6 here on the list.
I'm back with the pecan pie, by the way.
Oh, you came
40 years later after it made me sick.
Dude, it's top tier.
I had a block.
Yeah,
It was like the taquitos freshman year of college. I hadn't had them for about 30 years. Well, pecan pie was horrifying. 8 or 9 years old. Got super sick. I think I ate all of it.
You get an experience.
They're very rich. Yeah, right.
You ate the whole damn thing.
I absconded with the pecan pie and paid for it for like 24 hours.
Potatoes au gratin at 5. I have not had that for Thanksgiving, but they're good. Glazed ham at 4. It's a lot of families.
It beat turkey, huh?
Turkey did. And the Cowboys will have the glazed ham. Yeah. They do both. Sweet potato casserole at 3. The stuffing is at 2, or dressing. I think that's the
dressing,
one seed for me, because this is the only time of year I have it. But the 2 seed for me, the number 1 seed on this list, will be pumpkin pie. And I love some pumpkin pie. I'm a big pumpkin pie fan. It's got to be chilled. You got to put a dollop of whipped cream on it.
How could it be better than the pecan pie?
I do. For Thanksgiving, I'm a pumpkin pie guy. I'll have pecan all year.
Right.
I will only have pumpkin on Thanksgiving, so maybe that's what does it for me.
Yeah.
But I am a big pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving person.
Apple crumble, too, would be a good
dessert. I'll have all the pies.
With the dessert.
Give them to me.
All the pies.
Not the hair.
Well, thank you, Woolchuck.
Thank you.
Another top 10 is in the books, and we are now ready for Thanksgiving, which is under 48 hours away. We're about 49 hours from kickoff. Chief, we got a hodgepodge coming up, don't we?
Yeah, we got a few Cowboys-Chiefs nuggets, plus we grade the pregame speech, and not everyone is built for the big lights of the SEC next in the nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Well, thank you, Lucius. We have interesting things said by Jerry Jones coming up at 3 o'clock. Time now for a Hodge. Here's Eric.
Yes, sir. We got plenty to get to here, including something that could play a big role in Thursday's game versus the Chiefs right after this.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening?
Well, it
to
is
guys?
The home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly. No one's listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, do you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that, you rude mother.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Little shock jock stuff.
Of course, we're all on a short week. Everybody knows that. But the Chiefs went to overtime. Chiefs were in a gosh dang dogfight.
Yeah.
They needed extra time to go ahead and win that football game. And Chiefs offensive coordinator Matt Nagy has just brought this up. Something to remember here on this short week. Chiefs had 91 offensive plays in that Colts game. That's the most by any NFL offense in a game this season by 8 plays. Even more than what the Cowboys had when they went to overtime versus the Giants. So in terms of trying to get your legs back under you, and they've dealt with some injuries here. Of course, their best offensive lineman, Trey Smith, probably missing this game. And then you have Rashee Rice, who is
not practicing today.
Like, I would imagine a lot of these guys, and we're saying practice, like, what does a practice actually look like in a week like this? I mean, you're probably not really on the field doing much.
You're not practicing.
You're not really practicing, no. but still, I mean, I think that could be something that in a game that we all expect to be super tight late in the game, could that affect the Chiefs a little bit?
Why absolutely. Absolutely. And before that drive that they tied the game on, they had the worst success rate of any team in the final 5 minutes. And I don't know how much that propelled them out of it, but they had never done that this year. They had never been like, oh, we need a score in the final 5 minutes. Let's go do it. I think they had like 2 successful plays all season long. They were abysmal. Wow. So more than the fatigue is just the fact that you ran all those plays and only scored 23 points against the Colts. You needed touchdowns, 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 and you had 10 points with 10 minutes to play. And you did get the one touchdown to bring it to win it 3, but a touchdown could go win it. Nope, can't get that. A touchdown can go win it. Nope. It's settling for field goals. And I think their red zone efficiency over the last 2 years is like 26th.
Wow. Like that is crazy.
Yeah. They held it together admirably as their roster was deteriorating. But key players, namely Chris Jones and Travis Kelce, just got too old to really be clutch in big moments. They're not getting those hits by Chris Jones that he used to end games on.
Yeah. He had a couple of moments late in that Colts game.
He did play great that game.
By and large, you just haven't quite seen it from him. And that's a huge reason why, like, especially when they're losing these close games, a lot of it is because their defense lets them down. Yep. And he was a guy that was kind of one of the best closers in the league late in a close game. Chris Jones was going to make that play. And really wasn't until this Colts game on Sunday that you started to see that resurface itself. And they did get kind of jobbed on one of those touchdowns that ended up being called back. They had Kelce in as the Wildcat quarterback. He runs it in, but there was a face mask call, but it wasn't really a face mask, and they could have reviewed it. They end up having to settle for a field goal. But, yeah, the red zone's been an issue. And when it comes to the red zone, and I'm sure you noticed this, brought us scouting him out.
Yeah.
Rashee Rice is, I mean, he's played just 5 games. He's already 8th among all wide receivers in red zone targets and 6th in design targets. Mm-hmm. And then they'll run the ball with him as well, especially in the red zone. They've had some success doing that. So once you get into the red zone, you always think about the tight end and Travis Kelce, and to some extent that's obviously still a point.
Yeah.
But Rashee Rice is the guy that they're trying to be their touchdown man.
Yeah, they throw the ball to him behind the line of scrimmage. That's kind of where they're at. They try the screens and things are handed to him, so everything is... When you get down there, you got to be very aware of where he is and be ready for blockers and stuff out in front of him.
And you would think their screen game could be just a note off if Trey Smith is not going to be in the game, right? I mean,
yeah,
their guard,
Andy Reid,
getting out and
Andy's
getting it done.
Andy's always had a great screen package for stuff. And, you know, yeah, it's Dallas's inability to defend the flats is another problem that they're going to have to deal with in this game.
And Kareem Hunt. I mean, Kareem Hunt's going for 5 straight games with a rushing touchdown.
Yep.
Yeah. Tough. Yeah. I mean, when he needs 1 yard, he's going to get it.
He's good at that.
Oh, yeah. Like,
he's got the nose.
Short yardage stuff, it's going to happen for him. Okay. Now, let's go ahead.
Actually, 32 of 40 on those short yardage conversions for him.
Yeah. Success rate is through the roof.
That's two or few yards involved there. Yep. Or fewer.
All right, let's go ahead and get to a little college football here, and let's go ahead and grade the pregame speech. This is Dan Lanning, Oregon's head coach, getting ready to take the field versus USC, a big-time matchup with all sorts of playoff implications. What do we think about this?
Composure, laser focus, win your one-on-one matchup.
Seniors, this game we're all putting on the line for you. It's a DNA game, connection. Toughness, growth, sacrifice, it shows up right here. And in this fight, as they get a little bit tired, we say one more round. After we hit a big play, we say one more round, right? After they start to bleed, we say one more round. Really simple. For the seniors in this room, you get an opportunity to lay it on the line. They're living off their history. Matt Leinart, he ain't walking through there. Reggie Bush ain't gonna show up. But I'll tell you who he is. Dante Moore's gonna show up. Bryce Betcher gonna show up. Pacho gonna show up. Blake Purchase gonna show up. We got the Warriors necessary to go walk out there and deliver. Understand something. Why are you wearing black? You're going to a Trojan funeral.
How about that?
I love Dan Lanning.
DNA game.
Yeah.
Understand something. Why are you wearing black? You're going to a Trojan funeral. I thought that hit all the right notes. That's a DNA bar. Game, he called it. They're living on their history. What about today? What about right now?
Nine and a half.
I kind of feel like that I need to call Dan Lanning to get our pregame, what the game means, you know, instead of having you do it.
He's good at it.
Because Dan Lanning with the, you know, you wouldn't have come up with a DNA game, I don't think.
You don't think I had that in me?
I don't think you
You don't
do.
Think I got that in
no,
me?
No,
I
got that DNA.
You do now?
I don't, I don't think you have that one in you.
What do you guys think? I was just going to go elimination game on Thursday. Because whoever loses this game, I think your playoff hopes are pretty much shot, especially for the Cowboys. Like when you look at the Chiefs could probably afford one more loss, but they're going to still need a ton of help if they lose another one. So I was going to go with an elimination game. But, yeah, I mean, listen, no, we're all fighting for second here. Dan Lanning's the top dog. I got no problem acquiescing to Dan Lanning.
I just need to ask Coach, reach out to him and say, hey, Coach, every week I have to come up with some theme. I need you to do it because I got a guy that is a big zero when it comes to it. Hey, this is a. It
are,
means
you
more.
S-ing, are you S-ing on my game mantras?
It means more game. One of those things. I'm like, oh, God.
I think Shoddy could play the DNA game card this week, though. This is a DNA game for the Cowboys. If you can go do what you did the last 2 weeks, you've cemented your new identity.
We should have hired Dan Lanning. That's what it told us right there.
I think Shoddy and Lanning have some things in common.
Yeah.
Like I'm hearing his, yeah.
Yeah.
Pickett's had a touchdown. Yeah.
Like to get the guys all riled up.
Yeah. I think Lanning and Shoddy are cut from the same locker room speech cloth.
Yeah. Yeah, you might be right.
Maybe Shoddy then.
He'd have something for you.
Brad in his pregame interview.
Yeah.
What's the game mantra?
Brad has Shoddy for the pregame mantra.
Oh, okay, fire that text off then.
I will.
Because the Dan Lanning text, you're going to get left on red.
Oh, no. That's only when that's for the linebackers, the defensive coordinator. He leaves me on red.
We do have an SEC situation here where the lights have become too bright, but we'll save that.
Okay, looking forward to it a little bit later on in the show. We got one down, four to go. It's the G-Bag Nation. What Jerry Jones have to say about
56.
The future of this guy. It's coming up. It is 56 or 67, not quite sure. But
I'm a quitter.
But we're back with 4 hours of sports here in the Nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.